It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word. Just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved You more and more. Jesus, Jesus, pray.
You're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 29th day in the month of October, 2024. It's a beautiful Tuesday. And we are here again with our hearts of gratitude. We've come to say thank you, Jesus, for making this possible. Lord, we cannot but express how thankful we are this morning. We could not have woken up except You had woken us up. For this, Lord, we've come to say thank You. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're all welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to especially welcome you. This is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is our own personal devotion. So if you've been slacking in the Word, it's not an excuse for you to slack in the Word, but still, this is another opportunity for you to make up for your devotion. So even if you are listening to me and you're on the move right now, it's still fine as long as you're tuned in and your hearts are tuned in. And if this is your first time of joining us and you have loads of questions on your mind, this is one platform where you get a lot of your questions answered, where God gets to speak to you one-on-one. That's why I want to specially welcome you. And if you are a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Invite somebody to listen today and be a partaker of the blessings of today. Today is the 29th day in the month of October 2024, and we're looking at a topic that says, Warrior or warrior. Well, before we go into the word, I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Wallace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are all welcome. Warrior or warrior. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 16 of our Open Heaven Manual. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 21 to chapter 22. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 6 verse 34. Matthew chapter 6 verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 6 verse 34, which says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Our Bible reading today is taken from Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25 to 34. From verse 25 it says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Or you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows what you need, that knows that you need all these things. Well, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient is the day. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Our manual today says, in life, there are warriors and there are prayer warriors. You have to choose which one you want to be. Matthew chapter 6 verse 27 says that worrying does not add one cubit to you. You gain nothing from worrying. Absolutely nothing. However, when you are a prayer warrior, as issues arise, you will cut them down in the place of prayer. Because you are a champion that is more than a conqueror. Like we say in Romans chapter 8 verse 37. Some people are too anxious about tomorrow. Before they get into the university, they worry that they may never be admitted. After graduating, they become worried that they may never get a job. When they get a job, they worry that they may lose the job. If they don't lose the job, they worry that they may not be promoted. When they are promoted, they worry that someone might want to take the position from them. They worry that nobody will marry them. When somebody shows up to marry them, they worry whether he or she is the right fellow. When they finally get married, they worry whether the person has taken the right decision and if they will ever have children. They are always worrying about the future. Honestly, all that worrying will not solve anything. When you read Philippians chapter 4 from verse 6 to 7, you will see that you would see what you should be doing instead of worrying. It says you should be thanking God in everything by prayer and supplication. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Don't thank God only when things are going the way you like. Thank Him in everything by prayer and supplication. And then let your requests be known to God. Don't just sit there and worry. Go to God in prayer. Thank Him for the things He has done for you. And then make your request known to Him. His peace will replace every form of worry in your heart. So rather than worry, pray to God. And He will meet you at the point of your needs. If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and have surrendered your life to Him, stop worrying. Jesus has already given you His peace that passes all understanding. As we see in John chapter 14 verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Today's Open Heaven comes to a key point that says, become a prayer warrior, not a warrior. Have you been blessed by today's Open Heaven and you would like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing. There might just be somebody worrying out there and you would like to bless that person. The person is anxious and expectant of something. Be a channel of blessing to that person this morning by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button and you will listen to us directly online. Our mobile app is also available for download. Praise Palace Radio on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. Just search for us and download the app. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be impactful, exciting, entertaining, and inspiring. Thank you for joining us. Do not touch that dial yet because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. So stay tuned till you hear my voice again. Till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.